With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. Trustco Group Holdings Limited has announced updates to its planned purchase of additional shares in Legal Shield Holdings Limited. The transaction involves Trustco acquiring an extra 11.5% stake in LSH from Riskovits Value Fund LP. It will increase Trustco's total ownership of LSH to 91.35%. That's according to the Deputy CEO of Trustco, Quinton van Rooyen.
Transaction is roughly valued at $468 million, and the acquisition includes the two insurance companies, the short-term and the life company, but more notably the real estate portfolio of our Trustco Group with the latest Elysium, Herbots and LaFrance developments. So for Trustco, we're increasing our stake in Legal Shield Holdings from up to 91%. We look at the future of what the current economy holds, specifically in the real estate, so we're looking to jump on the gains that to be had with the growth in the property portfolio.
A six-monthly HIV prevention injection containing lenacapavir has been confirmed effective in two pivotal studies. The first study, Purpose 1, showed no HIV infections among 2,134 participants, while the second, Purpose 2, reported two infections among 2,179 participants. This translates to a 96% reduction in HIV infections compared to background incident. Gilead Sciences plans to file for regulatory approval to market lenacapavir for HIV prevention. Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with a series of new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, abuse and rape, including from a person who was a minor at the time of the alleged incident.
Six new lawsuits were filed on Monday from two women and four men, none of them identified in the suits. One of the Jane Does accuses Combs of raping her in a hotel room in 2004 after meeting her at a photo shoot, while one of the John Does claims he was drugged and assaulted by Combs and other men. A Texas-based lawyer representing the alleged victims says more than 100 people have come forward with accusations of abuse. Combs has denied all wrongdoing. Tony Waterman, Texas.
And global public debt is expected to reach $100 trillion, or 93% of global gross domestic GDP by the end of this year, driven by the U.S. and China, according to a new analysis by the International Monetary Fund. Bloomberg News reports that in its latest fiscal monitor, which is an overview of global public finance developments, the IMF said it expects debt to approach 100% of GDP by 2030, and it warned that governments will need to make tough decisions to stabilize borrowing. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.